Hello.
I discovered the secrets of dark magic.
But stuff still happens. So what's up? It's protest time in France. It's that season again. It's time to do it. Get out there. Everybody go to France, get in the streets, do the thing. Over the weekend, over 100,000 people took to the streets in France in protest of the new prime minister pick from French President Emmanuel Macron. If you recall, about 2 months ago, there were elections in France, and it looked for a second like a right-wing coalition was gonna take over until a left-leaning and centrist coalition trounced them. Things were kind of looking up. People were like, oh, hey, maybe our voices will be heard. Nope! Macron just picked a new prime minister from a conservative group who's 73. Because we don't have enough of those in government, just in general. The left-leaning coalition put forth Lucie Castet. Castets. I took 8 years of French and I don't remember how to pronounce things. Anyway, she's a 37-year-old economist with a history in battling financial crimes. Cool, but that's nice. How about this 73-year-old guy who helped with the Brexit deal? So yeah, Macron, who, like, as a reminder, recently there were efforts to shit in the rivers of Paris so that Macron would have to swim in them when he said he was going to swim in the river to prove it was safe. That Macron? Yeah, he's just thing after thing after thing. He's dealt with a handful of protests in just the past couple of years alone. And yet he just keeps doing the dumbest shit imaginable. My understanding is that when it comes to head attachment stability, pissing off the general public of France is not a good thing to do. But maybe he's just barely slightly safe, because a recent poll found that like 52% of people in France are okay with this prime minister pick. But also 75% of people in the same poll said that they don't think he's long in this position. The left-leaning coalition and the right-leaning coalition both have plans for this prime minister. Both involve getting rid of him, more or less. The left-leaning coalition is vowing to do a vote of no confidence and get rid of this guy. The right-wing coalition is basically saying, well, we'll keep an eye on him, and if he doesn't capitulate to our demands, then we will get rid of him. All in all, lots of getting rid of him. Lightning round. Today's weather is foggy with a chance of clear. Your astral symbol is a triangle. A 52-year-old man from North Carolina was recently arrested after using AI to generate hundreds of thousands of songs and then using other bots to stream those songs billions of times, netting him over $10 million. The actual story here, I think, is that billions of streams only generates $10 million. The first debate between Kamala Harris and Donald Trump will be tomorrow night. Just had to get that one out. Moving on. Selena Gomez has joined the Billionaires Club. Bloomberg put her on the list. She's now a billionaire. Reminder, there are no ethical billionaires. Even young women billionaires are unethical. It still applies. Billionaire status is only achieved by the exploitation of the working class. Finally for today, two things about Telegram. So as a reminder, the CEO of Telegram was recently arrested in France. Full circle. Long story short, Telegram, while to be clear, is not end-to-end encrypted by default. It is not an encrypted messaging platform. Like, stop calling it that. It kind of can have encryption, but that's not the case by default. Anyway, they're in trouble for being a cesspool of like child pornography and distribution and stuff like that. They're now quietly making moves to say that they're going to moderate private chats. They've removed a section from their FAQ about not moderating private chats.
Quick update in a message to The Verge. The Telegram spokespeople said that this is just a clarification and that your private chats are private, aside from being able to be reported to moderators.
But the second thing is, because tech bro CEOs can't help themselves but be weird little creeps, turns out the CEO of Telegram has fathered over 100 children through sperm donations. Now, like, in one world, that's kind of noble, right? Like, helping people conceive. In the real world, it's eugenics. He's trying to provide high-quality donor material. That was in huge air quotes, if you cannot currently see me. It's the same thing with Musk. All these tech bro billionaires think that they are geniuses and must populate the world with their DNA to make more geniuses and save humanity. I'm screaming. Currently. That is all I have for you today. Thank you so much for joining me. Head to skh.news for sources and more. My name is Endeavorance. I will see you again soon. Take care and be well.